We're beginning Hilchos Muktzah. Hilchos Muktzah is plays a very prominent role in Hilchos Shabbos, although it's a world entirely by itself. What's the reason for the Isser of Muktzah? So that's going to occupy us for the beginning of the Shir. And what we will do is deal with the rationales of the Isser Muktzah, the sources in terms of the Isser of Muktzah, and then go on to begin Muktzah Machnas Bisar and Kis. So Mishnah Brura quotes the Rambam verbatim. So let's take a look at that Rambam in the beginning of Simin Shin Ches. Kasa Rambam Sof Perek of Dalin Zel Shoynoi Asur Chachon Natalto Mitzah Dvarim B'Shabes Kedev Shos of the Kol Mepnei Ma Nogu B'Isser Zeh. Rambam has play on the word Mepnei Ma Nogu B'Isser Zeh. In other words, playing on the idea of Tiltol. Except Negiah is actually mutter when it comes to Muktzah. But the Rambam maybe there's another explanation why he used this expression. Amru, Uma im hisiru hanavim vitzivu, shelo yehi luchach v'shabbos kiluchach v'kol. The Nevi'im commanded that we shouldn't go on Shabbos like the way we go during the week. Mitzof v'tzecha v'daber dover. V'lo sichas v'shabbos k'sichas v'shol sh'nemer dav dover. Kalachom shelo yehi tiltul v'shabbos kiltul v'kol. Kedei shelo yehi ki yoyim kol v'enav. V'yavo lahadbiya l'sakin kelim yipina l'pina. Omi bayis l'bayis. So the first reason the Rambam gives us for the Isser of Muktzah is that if a person is not going to have the prohibition of moving items, then they won't fulfill the Ratzon HaTorah of Laman Yenuach. In other words, the Torah wants us to rest from focusing on those mundane things, and he's not going to take care of that. V'oid, another reason, says the Rambam, Kishivaki Ritalta Akelim, Shemalachal Yisr, Efshir Shiyasasi Ben Mad, V'yavu Lidei Malacha. The second concern is if you don't keep the rules of Muktzah, you're going to come to do Malacha. It's a Gzeira Atu Malacha. V'oid, V'neshim Mitzah Salam, Einim Bala Umnes, El Batelim Kolime, Len Hatayon, V'yosh Vekronos, Third reason the Rambam gives is that if a person is retired or unemployed, so then on Shabbos they're not going to be any different than they are during the week. If they're not going to have a new Isser. Now there's a 39 Malachos is not enough to make Usser for them. And so they need a third level, lefit, and therefore we want to make sure that there is a shvisa hanikeres. Lefichach shvisa b'dvarim elu yishvisa hashav l'chol adam. Jei dvarim elu nagu b'isr b'tiltul v'asr shalei kalkalam shabbos el keil matzarek lehem. So these are the three reasons of the Rambam. To crunch, the first reason of the Rambam is that the Torah wants us to be resting, and if we're not going to have the Yisr Tiltul, we're not going to rest. The second is where if a person's not going to have the Yisr Tiltul, they're going to come to Malacha. And the third is that the individual will not be obviously resting. He won't have a Shvisa HaNikeres if it happens to be that he doesn't involve himself with the 39 Malachos the rest of the week. And therefore, for a person who doesn't have 30, it doesn't do things, his profession doesn't involve, or he doesn't have a profession, so he needs a new protective device to make sure that there's a shvisa nikeres, and that's the Isser of Tiltul. Now, what's striking in the Rambam is what the Ravid points out, is that the Gemara doesn't mention any of these reasons. There's no mention of this in the Gemara. But Ravid kasa, nasan tam, shu geder lo tsa, shi nati le talpa, kol dover, yava al yidei zek, am lo tsi mishu seyef lo mishu seyef. The Ravid says, if you look up the Gemara gives a different reason. Gemara in Beitza Nachlam and Zayin, and the Gemara in Kol HaKelim says that the chash is that you're going to come to Hotzah. In other words, if a person is going to be metaltel many things, they're going to come to carry them outside. Where's this Gemara in Shabbos in Kol HaKelim? So it's on the bottom of Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, going to Kuf Chavdalad on the base, and the Ravid has a good timing. Let's take a look at that Gemara. The Gemara says, starting from the last few words on Tuf Chavdalad on now, Beishamei Oimrim Eimatsin Esakotan Esalulav Esefer Torah Lushus Haravim, that you can't take out on Yom Tov a Katan Alulav into the Rishus Haravim. Beisilo says that's Mutter. Why? Because Beisilo says that mitok shulutra l'tzarech l'tzarech nami shulutra l'tzarech. Says the Gemara, Eimad Hashamislu Beishamei Hotzah, Tiltul Mishamislu. The Gemara made reference earlier to not only the Yisra Hotzah, but the Yisra Tiltul. So the Gemara says, that Mishnah only helps us in regards to Hotzah. Doesn't help us in regards to Tiltul. Says the Gemara, four lines to the top. The Tiltul Gufe La Mishum Hotzahu. Says the Gemara, Tiltul itself is itself because of Hotzah. Rashi has a slightly different gear, so Rashi says two lines from the top. Tiltul atzarech hotzah, bitmia, a wonder. Hilkach, in his azalas, bitiltum is azalas bahotzah. Latzarech hotzah, in other words, isn't the reason why the atzer tiltul due to hotzah? It sounds like the whole iser tiltul is exera atu hotzah. So that's the Ravid's objection. So what the Rambam has done is doubly strange. Number one is he's given different reasons than the Gemara. That itself is strange. And the one reason that's mentioned in the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't mention. That's what makes it more difficult. So the Prima Gadim answers the Ravid's question, Bituv Tam V'Das. If you take a look in the Mishpatzos Zav, in Shin Yud Ches Aleph, so there, Shin Ches Aleph, Mishpatzos Zav says about, it's actually a long introduction, Mishpatzos Zav, so about 10 lines in, he writes, V'yeshlomar tam kolo l'shabbos v'yantiv, di'ilu geder hotzo gzer l'gzer. The lo sphere le'karashi b'zeh, v'sover, da'hadar mina total tzarech hotzo v'yantiv, le'be'shamay yayin sham, de'lesl mitoch, Masha ain't came the base hillel. Says the Prima Gadim, thank you. Says the Prima Gadim that what happens is, if you read the Gemara there is explaining according to the Shita of Beis Shammai. The Gemara is saying that according to Beis Shammai, that we are concerned about carrying, and the Gzeira, according to Beis Shammai, is a Gzeira of Tiltul, but according to Beis Hillel, that's not true. The whole statement of the Gemara was only within Beis Shammai. So Prima Gadim has a technical answer to the difficulty of why the Rambam didn't mention that. That his suggestion is that the Gzeira, that the Gemara says Tiltul Tzarech Hotzah, every single time in Shas is mentioned, is talking about by Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, where according to Beis Shammai, there is going to be Nisra Hotzah. So that's going to be correct. Rabbi Yosef pointed out that what emerges then is that there's a double machlokus. Number one is machlokus of Mitoch, and number two, then you have a machlokus of Tiltul Atu Hotzah, which is a little bit, is not the mashmos of the Gemara. Right. Okay, so Rabbi Yitz, all we did was we just read the Rambam, and we just pointed out that the Ravid's objection to the Rambam might be only according to Beis Shammai and not according to Beis Hillel. What I'd like to go on to Siyata Deshmaya to address is why did the Rambam say these three reasons, and what do these three reasons represent? What do each one of these three reasons they might even correspond to fundamental concepts? Leaving aside the different reasons of the Rambam for a moment, let's pull back a little bit, and that is that there seems to be massive stiras in Gemaras. We're going to see that, hopefully we're going to come away, that there's absolutely no stira in Gemara, in any Gemara whatsoever. But it seems to be that there are many, many different Gemaras that say many different things in regards to the Isser of Mukhtza. So the most critical Gemara is the Gemara that describes the Gzeira of Nechemia. The Gemara describes that originally, they were very, very, very machmir. If you take a look on Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Berishona, Hayomim Shlosha Kelim Nitalim B'Shabbos. Originally, you were only allowed to be metalchel three kelim on Shabbos. Mitzvah shal vela v'zua melitran shal ter v'sachin katan shal gabe shulchan. Hitiru v'chazur hitiru v'chazur hitiru. At she'anru kol ha'kel nutan b'shabes, chutz min ha'meser ha'gadol v'yaseh shal macharesha. So who is this, what's the history over here of hitiru v'chazur hitiru and the original Isurim? So the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Chav Gimel on the Beis describes b'nibbein Nechemya ben Chakalya Mishnish Mishnish Zuh. So Nehemiah describes that they were mezalzel on Shabbos entirely in his period of time. There are many descriptions, both in Tanakh and in Chazal, that during the time when Klal Yisrael first returned to Bayis Sheni, there was a tremendous bilbul. There was, Chazal, the Psukim describe that those who had seen Bayis Rishon cried because it wasn't the same glory of Bayis Sheni, but not only in terms of what the bias, but even the religious behavior. Psukim described in Ezra and Nehemiah that there were many that were intermarried and so on. So Pasuk here describes that there was tremendous Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, Nehemiah came along and he created many Isurim for Tiltul Kalim, and ultimately, as things got better, they loosened up. In other words, we see that they felt that the Tiltul Kalim was connected to Zilzul Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara describes on Kuf Chav Gimel on the Beis in Shabbos. On the other hand, there are two other Gemaras that emphasize something else. The Gemara in Psachim on the Mem Zayin on the Beis seems to even say that Muktzah is the Oraisa. Gemara says Muktzah the Oraisa. Question is whether the Gemara holds that in the Maskana, but there is a line in the Gemara that even suggests that Muktzah is Daraisa. You'll take a look at that Gemara. You could argue it's only a Havamina, but the Gemara does say Muktzah Daraisa on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And then there's another form of Muktzah that you're all familiar with, and that is Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtif. Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtif, the Gemara in Beitza tells us that Beitza is going to be Asur. And the Gemara has a discussion. Rashi, in some places, seems to say it's Doraisa. And the Gemara also quotes a pasuk, Ve'echinu eis asher yoviu, that you're supposed to prepare that which you're going to have on Shabbos beforehand. Now, the Gemara has a discussion how to read the pasuk, Ve'echinu eis asher yoviu. Is the pasuk talking about preparing everything before Shabbos, or is it saying, Ein yomtov mechin l'Shabbos, ve'ein Shabbos mechin l'yomtov? But either way, the Gemara does have another pasuk, which we call a hachana, which is described in Rabbah's terms of Ein Yontov Mechon Shabbos as hachana de Rabbah. So a Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtov is also Asur. Rashi over there seems to allude that it's Muktza because Muktza D'Oraisa. And the Gemara quotes another pasuk, and the pasuk is V'Hechinu Eis Asher Yoviu. So, and that, by the way, is in our booklets. I was saying it by heart, but that you can take a look in the booklets, of course, the Mishnah on that base, and as well, where the Gemara quotes the Gzera of Rabbah, the Amar Rabbah, Ma'i Yisav Yom Yishishi, V'chino Yisav Sheviyo, Chol Mechon L'Shabbos, V'chol Mechon L'Yomtev, V'ein Yomtev Mechon L'Shabbos, V'ein Shabbos Mechino L'Yomtev. I'm even yavin that the Reisha seems to indicate something a little bit different than the Seifa. The Reisha talks about the Yisr specifically, Yomtev being, not being, the Seifa speaks about Yomtev not being made from the Shabbos. The Reisha says that Chol is made from the Shabbos, that you need to prepare beforehand. You can't eat an egg that wasn't prepared before Shabbos. So that those are some of our different categories that we have in Shas examples of Muktzah. Of course, you know that in Beis Yosef, we're going to have five or six different categories. But before you even get to Beis Yosef's categories, already in Shas, you have many different examples. To heighten the problem, and of course, usually in Iyun, what happens is when you heighten the problem, that actually leads us to the solution. To heighten the problem is the Gemara on Daf Lamed on the Beis. The Gemara on Daf Lamed on the Beis described a very, very dramatic Gemara. I often get chills down my spine when I think about this Gemara. The Gemara is discussing David HaMelech's Ptira. David HaMelech passed away during Raiva D'Rava. People talk about that David HaMelech and the connection between Raiva D'Rava. So David HaMelech passed away during Shalosh this time. He knew he was destined to die. Of course, we have another Maimer Chazal that Adam HaRishon gave to David years of his life. And David knows that he's supposed to pass away on Shabbos. David's job is to do the best that he can do to stay alive. So how does a person stay alive? He learns Torah the entire time. So the Gemara describes that he was walking and learning, and then some not good angel came along, and he created something wrong with the step. David HaMelech slipped, and then for a moment he stopped saying Torah, and Parcha Nishma, so the Gemara describes that he passed away. Then the Gemara describes that Shlomo HaMelech sends a Shaila to the Rabbanim. Shlomo HaMelech Shaila is Avi Meis Bechama, Mutal Bechama, that my father has passed away, is Mutal Bechama, a dead body is Muktzah. Eventually we'll understand why a dead body is Muktzah. A dead body is Muktzah. So he says, what am I supposed to do? The Gemara there describes, has a very, very powerful line, and the Gemara says that a Melech Meis is less significant than even the smallest living creatures. So that's a very, very, very powerful Gemara. David HaMelech is going to be Muktzah. That's where the Gemara famously gives the eights. The Gemara mentions the eights of Kikar Tinuk, and so and being the Talpil and Meis Avi. Avi Meis and Mutal B'chama. Uklavim Shel Beis Abba Re'evim. So that's what the Gemara describes. So what do we see from this? From this Gemara we see is that there was a concept of Muktzah already from the time of David HaMelech. But wait a second. Didn't the Gemara tell us that it's a Gzeira of Nehemiah? So that's a fundamental question, and that might help us in beginning to dissect the different categories of Muktzah. How do we answer that problem? So here, there are two Mahalthim of the Achronim. The Shmai will present both of them. I think that the second Mahalath, the Mahalath of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is going to answer more problems and will put almost every category of Muktzah into its beautiful place. But there are two fundamental approaches that I'm aware of. One is of the Aruch HaShulchan, and the other being the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So if you take a look, the Aruch HaShulchan is Kedarko the Kodesh. This is a classic methodological Maramakom. The Aruch HaShulchan in his Akdamah to Muktzah is absolutely fantastic. Kedarko the Kodesh. Whenever you have sugyas that have many different gemaras and need to be put into clear categories, and you're learning halacha, there's no one like the Aruch HaShulchan in putting into categories. Whether you agree with the maskanas or not, but the Aruch HaShulchan is extremely conceptual and categorical and really sets up things very, very clearly. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. He says in Sif Dalid, he says that we've already pointed out that Yisurei de Rabbanan don't necessarily mean that they started with the Rabbanan. That the Rambam says, Nemar Batora Tishpos, Halacha Dal Aruch HaShulchan, And the Ramban also says that in Perek of Gimel in Sefer Vayikra. So says the Aruch HaShulchan Oshei, Lufize, Gam Yisurei Muktzos, Hayu Me'osh Nitin Torah, V'hayu Dinam Oz Ka'echad, Shechazru v'yitiru v'chazru v'yitiru k'nefarish v'gemarsham. Shechitiru davar shemalachu l'isra tzarku from the koma v'lo mechamu itself, davar shemalachu l'hetar fil mechamu itself, k'mo sh'v'yodeng v'ayom, k'mo sh'yisbar. So, he says, from the time that the Torah was given, the rules of Muktzah were similar to our rules that we have of Muktzah from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, b'mei Nechemya ben Chakalia, If it would have been forever, then we'd have a problem of needing a bezin that had gadol menu to be matir. But they made a particular harasha So then they were chazur v'itiru ad shnishek fi adinim hakodim. So the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation is that basically where we are today was what Masorah from Sinai was, and Nehemiah came along and he expanded it and then he shrank it back. So that answers the question of, well, how was it that there was already during Shlomo HaMelech? It's a mistake to think, says the Aruch HaShulchan, then Muktzah began with the time of Nehemiah. That's not correct. It did not begin with the time of Nehemiah. But rather, what happened was, is it's already part of the Ratzon HaTorah of Tishbos, and we saw the Rambam says L'man Yanuach in his first reason, so it's connected to either L'man Yanuach or Tishbos, and therefore the Isser of Muktzah already begins with Moshe Misinai. It just goes through a point of Chumrah and then goes back to a point of Kula once again. According to this Mahalach, then what emerges is we're going to have different categories of Muktzah. We're going to have a category of Muktzah that we're going to call Tiltal Kalim. That's going to be one category of Muktzah, Tiltal Kalim. And then we're going to have another category of Muktzah that might be different, where, according to some shitos, might even be Doraisa. In other words, this is all part of Tishbos. This is all part of L'man Yanuach. But what about when the Gemara says Muktzah Doraisa, or when the Gemara says Ve'ichinu Eis Asher Yoviu, or Beitza Shenoldo B'yomtev? It could be that that's a different category. What's that other category? So take a look at the Chassam Sefer. I'm putting together the Chassam Sefer's point with the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's not mutually exclusive to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chassam Sefer in Beitzen, in the Madura Tinyana, the Chassam Sefer, he says something very important. The Chassam Sefer says as follows. He says, right in the beginning of the Masechta, V'om ba'anva omer, Hishnei mine mokza, yesh, Echad la'achila, ve'echad l'tiltul. Umuktzah la'achila, hu karov l'doraisa, o doraisa mamish. Vasmechu akra, v'ayod v'yoyim ha'shishi, v'yichinu es asher yaviu. Mashma she'en le'chol b'shabbos. So the Chassam Sefer says, we were bothered, there's another Gemara Beitza Shenolda that we have, v'yichinu es asher yaviu, that could be, depends on how you read Gzeres Rabbah, depends on how you read Rashi over there, but at the end of the day, it could be that you need to prepare everything before Shabbos. Of course, muktzah was something that wasn't prepared before Shabbos. What's the shorish of the word muktzah? Muktzah was actually a noun. A muktzah was the area that they left things. It was like what we call today a machsan. So you would leave grogros v'tzimukim there. So muktzah was something that was entirely off limits. It was something that had been entirely separated. So muktzah means that it hasn't been designated for Shabbos. So the Isra muktzah is that you need to prepare it before Shabbos. But says the Chassam Sefer, that requirement that you need to prepare for before Shabbos, if we're talking about the din d'oraisa, that's referring to an Isra achila. Ve'echinu es asher yaviu, and possibly one could argue even in the Gemara Pesachim Adaf Mem Zayin, is we're talking about something that refers to the consumption of the dvar muktzah. And then there's another category, and that is the Gzera of Nehemiah. And we're talking about the Gzera of Nehemiah. There we're talking about the Isser Tiltul. The Isser Tiltul, he says, that's an entirely different thing. That's going to be a Gzera Midrabam. Comes along to Aruch HaShulchan and says that Gzera Midrabam is from Sinai as well. Aruch HaShulchan and Chassam Sefer are not disagreeing. But what they are doing is they're beginning, we've now seen the Gemaras begin to separate. We have Gzeres Rabbah, we have a Havamina Muktzah D'Oraisa, we have Rashi and Beitza talks about being Muktzah D'Oraisa. All those things was Hana from the Beitza, either Achila or either other types of Hana. And then we have another thing, and that's Gzeres Tiltul, and that's why the Rambam, when he spoke about the Isra Tiltul, never connects it to the Sugya of Beitza Shenolda. Doesn't quote the Pasuk Ve'echinu Eis Asher Yaviu. That's an entirely different thing. What people call Muktzah really should be called Tiltul Kalim. What we're going to spend most of the time discussing is Tiltul Kalim. It's actually a mistake. The term, much more accurate term, is Tiltul Kalim. In fact, I think in Rabbi Bodner's book, actually put another one on the base medrash shelf, the Muktzah book. The Hebrew is called Sefer Tultulei Kelim. But in English, it's called Muktzah, because that's how everybody uses it closely. But that, it's much more accurate to describe it as Tultulei Kelim, because that's Gzeiras, that's Gzeiras Nechemi. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chassam Sofer, their Mahalach will help us in dealing with all these different Gemaras. Again, we're not even yet gotten involved with the different categories within Tultulei Kelim, but beforehand, people get confused when you see all these different Gemaras using Muktzah in so many different ways. So you have Gzeiras Tultul, and then you have Isser Muktzah. That Muktzah is Doraisa. If it is, so then it's connected to the Pasuk Veichin Nois Asher Yivu. That's the Mahalach, and it's a very legitimate Mahalach of the Aruch HaShulchan, and we could put that together with the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer's Mahalach, we will also be able to connect to the Mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well, but the two can work nicely together. Yes, sir.
To understand, what does it mean that Nechemiah expanded and then it was restricted afterwards?
What it means is the Mishnah describes that once upon a time there were only particular nights that you were allowed to move on Shabbos. Everything else was aser. So that's what it means he expanded. He made everything aser. And then the Gemara describes in Bam Kufchav Gimel and Beis Nort Kufchav Dalit Chazur Beitiru, they put it back to the original Masorah of Moshe Mishina. Okay. Yes.
According to the Aruch HaShulchan, that was because of the Horah Shah that was instituted.
Correct.
I mean, it wasn't the Doros anyway.
Correct.
I guess two things. One is, why was it Chazur V'Tiru? It was only a Horah Shah in the first place. And second of all, why did they
do it? Be descriptive, not halachic then. Chazur V'Tiru means descriptive.
And also, why did they do it in stages? Meaning once the Horah Shah was gone, why did they just get rid of all?
Because they had to measure and feel how well people were doing with the Chol Shabbos.
Wow.
Took a while for them to learn. And that fits in with the theme of Ezra Nechemiah. That's why I added in the reference of the context of what's going on in Ezra Nechemiah. Okay.
Maybe.
Yes.
Quick question. Just, I don't know if you said that he's putting together the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan.
Right.
does everything that, according to the Chassam Sofer, it was usher to the Metaltel, the Kishma, to the Isser before Nechemiah?
A kli shemalafto l'isser before Nechemiah. There's room to say it. The Chassam Sofer is not getting involved with it. The Aruch HaShulchan says clearly.
You're saying that the muksa of achila was the only thing that was around before Nechemiah.
Oh, he said do'oraisa. So you right. What you mean to say is if you're saying do'oraisa, so then does that mean it didn't precede Nechemiah? Well, lav dafka, because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, we call it the Rabbanan, right? But it was part of the spirit of Shabbosim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is learning. It's part of the spirit of Shabbosim. But we don't call it the Oraisa, right? In other words, even according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Tiltul Muktzah is a Dirabbanan. If you're going to have a Shaila, whether it's Mutter or not, it's going to be Midrabbanan. So this is a case of Masruah Kosav L'Chachamim. So that what we have isn't an important reference in terms of how to understand the Rabbanans, that there are many times that the Rabbanans are the Rabbanan coming along and saying what they think the Ratzon HaKra is. But the Ratzon HaKra doesn't tell us. It was Masru the Chachamim. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's one mahalach. If you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I love the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shin Ches Sif Yud Zayin. The Baal HaTanya says as follows. He says, by the way, I've seen people put together the Aruch HaShulchan and the Baal HaTanya. I can't understand it. They're different worlds. There's no way, in my humble opinion, they're the same shita. But some Achronim put them together. They're bothered by the same issue, but the solution is very different. Says the Baal HaTanya as follows. He says, Shelo gazru b'mei Nechemiah ela al kelim. Below al ochlim usvarim. The harayim achshav kamo kodem agzer shemeinif. And mishal mutu etalpel kol dover roi b'shabbos afilu shol etzar klal. Avol dover she'ein a roi b'shabbos haya aser letalpel af bimei dover yishleim al kodem lekein. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav like this. He says the category of tiltul kelim, where you have a kli, which is also to be metaltel. For example, Yitzi mentioned kli shemalach b'liyisser. That starts with Nechemiah. But with David and Shlomo, the Isser is on those things that were not Kalim. Amiss. What's the Shulchan Aruch Harav saying? He's saying that what we call Muktzeh Machmas Gufo. Muktzeh Machmas Gufo is something that exists even prior to Nehemiah. That already was an Isser of Tiltel. And Nehemiah came along and Nehemiah created a new category of Klisha Malach Delisser. What's the difference between Muktzeh Machmas Gufo and Klisha Malach Delisser? Well, Muktzeh Machmas Gufo is what I was describing was the Muktzeh word. And that is that the item wasn't actively designated for use on Shabbos. We're going to see in a moment that that's going to be the Machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. What Hachana is going to be necessary to remove it out of the category of Muktzeh. So there already was, from the time of a memorial, from Har Sinai, there already was Isra Muktzeh Machmas Gufo. But Nehemiah came along and he gunned out for Klisha Malach Delisser. Now, that actually fits in very well, I think, in the context of the Gemara. What happened was they were doing malacha. Now, what do you do malacha with? You do malacha with kalim. You don't do malacha with dead bodies and with rocks and so on. You do malacha with kalim. So it was a Klisha Malach Delisser and other things that they assert. There was a concern that they were doing malacha. But prior, there already was an iser on something that's muktzeh machmas gufo. What's that iser? That iser is that you should only be in the talpal of things on Shabbos that you've designated for use beforehand on Shabbos. So this, Lanias Daiti, is very different than the Aruch HaShulchan. There's a fundamental difference between muktzeh machmas gufo and klisha malach le'iser. I don't recall if anybody makes this point, but the Chai Adam works beautifully with this Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's a big chiddush, this Chai Adam, but I think it's Kafta Referach. The Chai Adam in Klal Samach Vav, Sif Aleph, in the beginning of Muktzeh, he quotes the different reasons for Muktzeh, quotes the Rambam, and then he says, V'nirali lahaysef oitam. And the Chai Adam gives another reason. What's a reason that I already mentioned to you? Shekivan shero chachonim lesser amuktzeh mitamim anisvarim, Samchu divreyam al apasuk veichinu es asher yaviu. The ego man damer the apasuk said the muktzah of the rice the kivin shlo yu mucham er Shabbos. Vilchein atol kaimel amach. Even though we don't pass the muktzah of the rice, mikol makom smach gadol samchu apasuk zeh shlo letaltel elamashu mucham er Shabbos. Says the Chai Adam, something that isn't mucham, that isn't appropriately prepared before Shabbos, is going to be asur. Whether it's Mefurish in the Korah, whether Chazal understood that that's the Kavanas HaKorah, or there was Selmech on the Korah, it's based on the Pasuk, Ve'chinu es asher yaviu, that already the Torah was telling you that the things that you should use on Shabbos are only those things that you prepared beforehand. Only those things that you prepared beforehand. What's this idea? Only those things that are prepared beforehand. So, I'll get straight to the punchline in Machshava. The punchline in Machshava really is, as the Rambam says, that on Shabbos, we should be in a world of menucha, that's a spiritual place. We shouldn't be metaltal anything. The only things that we should be metaltal are those things that are letzarach Shabbos. Only those things that are letzarach Shabbos. And since only those things that are letzarach Shabbos, if you realize before Shabbos that you need it for Shabbos, you designated it, so then in such a case, then you can leave a talpal. But what about those things that you didn't prepare before Shabbos? What about those things that have no purpose, that are not a kli? Muktzeh machmas gufo. Why are you being metaltal? So if that's so, then the muktzeh machmas gufo is not part of Gzeiras Nehemiah, which is a Gzeira of Otu. Isurim, but rather it's based on an entirely different idea, and that is to be mechin and to only be metalko, those things that are really necessary to Tzor Shabbos. So if you fashioned the rock and you made it into a kli, or you designated before Shabbos and you said, I'm going to use this rock as my door stopper, so now it has a tzarach on Shabbos. But stop, we don't want you to be metalko kever. Now Rabbi Yisai, this is Nisanech. Let's go back to Halevi Rambam. Let's go back to Rambam. How do you read the Rambam? It's beautiful. We said the Rambam brings three reasons. None of them, at first glance, the reasons of the Gemara. Zokte Helege Rambam. First starts off with Daber Dover. Shelo Yehei Tiltul the Shabbos. Kitiltul the Chol. Kidei Shelo Yehei Kiyom Chol Be'enach. V'yavol lahagdil l'sakin kelim mipinam mipinam l'bayis bayis. This is not a regular day. You're not supposed to be metaltel as if it's a regular day. Now's not the time to be moving things mipina l'pina. Now is l'man yenuach. Now is l'man yenuach. That's reason number one in the Rambam. Go right then. Says the Rambam in another reason. V'oy! Oh, according to Arab Shad, the Rambam has now jumped from Moshe Mi-Sinai to Xeris Nechemya. V'oy! No, I skipped a line. The second concern is a chash of melacha. What's that? That's an entirely different category. It's not the category of muktzamach mesgufa. That's the category of klisha melacha l'isa. That's the category of Klisha Malachalos. Beautiful. Rabbi Yosef Penner just added, maybe that the Rambam's third reason, the Rambam then says the third reason, the Rambam says, the third reason was that if we're not going to have Yisr Tiltul, so then it won't be obvious that the person is doing a Shvisa and a Keres. So he suggested maybe that's a Klisha Malachal Heter with Taltul Shalol Tzarek Klal. So you have someone who's not Osek in Klisha Malachal Yisr, but the Rambam is saying that even klisha melachta leheter, you need to have a shvisa ani keres. What's a shvisa ani keres? Most people play with their kelim. I remember the first time how generations change. I remember the first time when I came to my shir about 10 years ago. Guys started spinning their pens on their fingers. I'd never seen that before when I was a kid. All my children do it. You know, but the point is that. Imagine that's a klisha melachta leheter for a moment. The whole idea is that for someone who's not osek in klisha melachta leheter, that a shvisa has to be a shvisa and keres. It's not supposed to be metalta. There, we're going to get to a fun psak from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, but a shtender for boys in yeshiva, they have a lot of energy and they rock the shtender back and forth just to get out energy. He says that's the tzarek shabbos. It's not total shalom tzarek. Not total shalol tzarek shabbos. So nastam, playing with your silverware, if that's what our generation needs. So then that would also, according to Shlomo Zalman's chedrin. Now zardin yinenu, the third idea is this heter of this iser, excuse me, that you need shvisa ani keres. Maybe that corresponds. Ulai, Rabbi Yosef suggested, corresponds to klisha melachta heter. Leaving aside that chiddush of how you learn the last reason of the Rambam, everything is now beautiful in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have the din of Otsav, could very well be for the reason of the Prima Gadin. And then the Rambam actually, in each one of the reasons, is getting to Yisoda Yisodos of the Dine Mokza. And not only is the Rambam corresponds to two categories, what comes up from the Shulchan Aruch Arad, not only are they just two halachic principles, they're entirely two different worlds. Mokza Machmas Gufa is one world, and Klisha Malachal Isser is an entirely different world. Just to add one more thing that Rav Nemetzal says, that this I mentioned, I think, maybe even in the first year, Rav Nemetzal just added that in the Rambam's first reason, the Rambam says that the Chacham says you shouldn't be metaltel, and you won't come to fulfill l'man yenuach. So the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding was that you have the spirit of the Torah, l'man yenuach, and then the Chazal come along, and they tell us what they think that the pasuk meant. Or you could formulate that as the Ratzon HaKra, you could formulate that as an Asmachta. There are different ways of saying it. So Nemtzal just added a Knech. He said that if you spent all the Shabbos, you kept Shabbos beautifully, you had beautiful Shalosh Seudos, you learned, you got up for Shacharis, you did everything right on Shabbos, but you metalta Muktza once. You metalta Muktza once. The Isser. So that person violated l'man yenuach. He violated the din d'rabbanan. Chazal came along and they said, you can't even metaltal muktza once, lest you'll come to be metaltal the whole day, and then you'll be over l'man yenuach. That's how Rav Nemtzal suggests that you could read the Rambam. In other words, there's an iser d'rabbanan, it's exeret d'rabbanan, But of course, if you spent the whole day being osay in klishim lachal isra muktzah machal hazgufo, then you're going to violate the man yanuah. You won't violate the man yanuah once. The chassidim do it. So you need to have big shoulders to say so. The pshat Ram, it's interesting. Then the Mamzal goes even further. This is really classic. He then goes on and he claims that you do malacha al yidei grama on Shabbos. So then he says it could rather be its mutter. Machlokes mechaber Ramah, whether grama the Shabbos is entirely mutter. This we mentioned in the first year, whether grama is entirely mutter or it's only mutter b'makom hes. It's a fair shi gemara that seems to be al yidei grama is mutter. There's a marfi that says only the hes. So this came. So Nemetzal holds the Ikra Dedina. He thinks the Pashtus is like the Mechaber, and the Ramah's cases are very, very limited. But he says if you spent the whole Shabbos doing Malach Halidei Grama, he says then you would not violate any of the 39 Malachos, but you would violate the Man Yanuah. You'd be in violation of Man Yanuah. Like I think what the intellectuals call the Meta Halacha, right? The detailed principles, and then you have the meta halacha as being with being leman yinuach. Menetzal told this to me when I asked him about the Shabbos switch and the different heterim yidei grama. So Rav Shechter Shlita came out and said that it was aser because Rama aser is b'makom hefsid. So Menetzal himself, in many instances, is mekel in grama. So he said that he thinks that a Shabbos that was the home was run through grama, so then that's a violation of man yinuach. And if not, could be that there's room to argue that it would not be one of 39 levels. It would be us or outs the man yinuach. Very interesting take. Was a hand somewhere?
The approach to the Shulchan Aparat seems to be actually better than the Shulchan in the case of why you have the hector by Klishma Akhalis, but you don't have by Wotzer Kufa. Right? Because the only talking about Klishma Akhalis.
And therefore,
that's where it's talking about the heter of Litzorakufa and Litzorakukoma.
Right.
Whereas, you know, according to the Shulchan Aparat, you don't have the heter for Machmas Kufa, because it's not what Gemara's talking about.
I'm not following. The case, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Zeres Nechem is Klishim Lach Lisser. Klishim Lach Lisser is where you have that Bill Tzarku.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So that's nice.
Yeah, it works well.
Oh, works well. Oh, I thought you were saying Kashi. Yeah,
beautiful.
Right. I'm a Kabbal at that point. Yes, 100%. That if you say that there's a Hekel Tzarku Fel Tzark Nekomo, that is only mentioned in regards to Klishim Lach Lisser. It's not mentioned in regards to Muktzim Achmas Kufa. It works nicely. It wouldn't be a Kasha on the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Aruch HaShulchan would say that you had the principle of Muktzim Achmas Kufa, you had the principle of Klishim Lach Lisser from time immemorial, and it happens to be Klishim Lach Lisser.
But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, how could you be matir? How could a later...
Oh, I see. You're saying that the fact that they tinkered with, let's say, for example, Gemara talks about they were matir with Tzarek Kufa now, Tzarek Mekomo, and so on and so forth. So you're saying, why did they tinker only within Klishim Lach Lisser? Shouldn't they have tinkered also within Muktzim Achmas Gufa?
No, I'm saying for the Aruch HaShulchan, you have a bigger kasha, which is if the Zera of Klishim Lach Lisser is earlier, so then, and it's not a Horash.
It is a Horash. It's a Horash.
But which Muktza is a Horash? Only certain thing? Meaning the whole thing is a Horash?
Right.
It's just a question of why you found those things.
Right. So but you're pointing out that it's those things that were. And it never was affected. It never was matir muktzim achmas gufo. So that points to a particular direction. Gishmak. Okay. Very good. There are a few more marim makomos that you have on your marim makomos sheet, but the yisodei yisodos, I think, the siyata d'shmaya we saw over here. Now we'll begin rabosai muktzim achmas bisarim kis. So Shulchan Aruch begins in a very interesting way. Shulchan Aruch begins. It's based on Mishnah. It's not really the Mechaber's fault. It's the Mishnah's. The Mishnah begins, Kol HaKelim Mitom B'Shabbos. Chutz. So the Mechaber says, all Kelim Yikui Mitalkel, Chutz Mi Muktzah Machmas Tisarnkis. But the one exception is something that's Muktzah Machmas Tisarnkis. Now the hardest thing in all of Hilchos Muktzah is to define Muktzah Machmas Tisarnkis. In many ways, the term Chisar and Kis is A, vague, and B, even worse, it could possibly be deceiving. In other words, it's just simply vague. What exactly is Chisar and Kis? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzel lomar shemachmas chash hefsid hu makbid aleihem shelotalto hu makte osa midaito. He is concerned that it's going to be damaged, and he's careful not to move them around, and he's makzit, he removes it from his mind. So what's an example of that? Kigon sakin shel shchita o shel mila. So if you have a mila knife, so there, in such a case, you won't use a mila knife to cut an apple. You use the mila knife for something specific. Why? So Mishnah Berurah explained, based on Rashi, we're going to see the Rashi inside shortly, and that is, you don't want to damage the knife, and therefore you don't intend to use it on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, one of my talmidim is making a bris on Shabbos, and this is a very, very fascinating question, is how are you allowed to be metalto the mila knife? So we'll discuss in detail. I'm going to give you a few gruz to work on between that there about this. So it's mutter to be metalto a knife. That's not to do the mila, because the Torah says, b'yom hashmini mal b'sar laso. It's an isur d'oraisa to do chabura on Shabbos. But the Torah says, mitzvah d'oraisa to violate Shabbos. So fine, so you're allowed to be metalto the mila knife to the mila. What about once you're done? Right. So now the mila knife is muktzah machmas chisaron kis. That's a very, very big problem. What does one do with the mila knife after mila? So the point is that this mila knife at this time has absolutely no purpose. And normally for your Shabbos, and normally a person would be entirely maktzit midaito. So after the mila, it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis. And the kura one should be stuck. All right, we'll talk about the solutions. Now, in terms of understanding the nature of this iser, we really need to qualify many, many things. What exactly is muktzah machmas chisaron kis? So over here, there's a mardechi in your booklet in Shin Tes Vav. The first time you read the mardechi, you might even gloss over the significance of this mardechi. Shin Tes Vav, the mardechi says as follows. He quotes our Mishnah that we saw in the Mechaber, Kolat Kelim, and it says, Chutz min ha-mesar ha-gadol, a large knife. He says, Miu l'tzarech kufo l'tzarech mekomo mutter, kin demashu ha-per kolat kelim. So the Mardechi says, that muktzah machmas chisaron kis, you're allowed to move l'tzarech kufo l'tzarech mekomo. The halacha, of course, is that a kli that's melachto l'iser, like a hammer, the halacha is that you're allowed to be metalkal it, to use it for its own a purpose that's inherent to it, that's mutter. For example, a hammer to break nuts on Shabbos is going to be, you would be allowed to move the hammer, as well as you're allowed to move the hammer if the hammer is on a place that you want to sit. So that's halacha by klisha machalis. So what's this chiddush of this mardechi? A very, very big chiddush, Rav Osa. The mardechi says that muktzah machmas chisaron kis, the halacha is that you're allowed to move it L'tzarech gufo o l'tzarech mekomo. Muktzah machmas chisaron kis, you're even allowed to move l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. Of course, we don't paskin like this mardechi. The mechaber continues after he gives us the examples of muktzah machmas chisaron kis. Also l'talkol b'shabbos v'afil l'tzarech mekomo o l'tzarech gufo. It's prohibited to be metalkol it l'tzarech mekomo o l'tzarech gufo. So we paskin that muktzah machmas chisaron kis is entirely different than the realm of klisha melachto l'iser. Klisha melachto l'iser is mutl tzarech gufo tzarech mekomo. Muktzah machmas chisaron kis is aser. The Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe, all of Lutas, I just want to show it to you inside. Take a look in Shin Ches, in the beginning, in Dibra Maskel Kasav Harambam, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham that says as follows. At the end of Kasav Harambam, right before Oz Beis, he says, Hare, She'af al pi shetzarech lo gufo asur, mipnei shemakpid alav. He says, because you're makbid, the halacha is you're not allowed to be metaltalit because it has no other purpose on Shabbos. And then Oz Beis, the Darkei Moshe says, Udaloka Mardechi. And the Mardechi doesn't hold this way, the Mardechi holds that it's going to be aser. So, how did the Mardechi read the Mishnah and the Gemara? The Mardechi read the Gemara as follows. that the Gemara was just giving us examples of klisha malachtel isim. The Gemara was saying that originally Nehemia had already pointed out that there are kalim that are malachtel isim, and those things you're not allowed to move. Why? Fit into our above construct that we're afraid that you're going to use those kalim for malacha. That we're afraid you're going to use it for malacha. For example, sakin shel shchita. We're afraid you're going to use it for malacha. Ah, but if you're moving it, letzarek guf letzarek mekom, saying something deep right now, I'm not going to explain the omek of it until next week. Letzarek guf letzarek mekomo, because you're using it, the heter, for its a heter purpose, or you're moving it because you need the place, we're not afraid you're going to come to malacha. The whole reason that klisha malachtel isser is going to be usser is for stam tiltul. But if you're using it for a reason that's not going to bring you the malacha, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So the sakin shel shchita is going to be mutter. Oh. So that's the sheet of the marathi. As the Beis Yosef points out, most rishonim disagree. What do they hold? What do they hold? So here, Rabbosai, we could be masbir in two ways. One way to be masbir this din is that the longus, and from the Beis Yosef it sounds this way, of Muktzamachas Tisarin Kis, is that Muktzamachas Tisarin Kis says that even though it's a klisha malachtel iser, but because a person is maktzeh, because a person doesn't use it normally, so that for anything else, except for shchita, or except for mila, so then it has a din like a rock on Shabbos. It becomes like a rock on Shabbos. It's a kli shemalachtol iser, but a kli shemalachtol iser that's not used for anything else, so then in such a case, it has a din of a rock. It becomes muktzamach l'sufa. And the mela, it's not mutter to move. L'tzarech gufa, l'tzarech nekama. Since a person is matzid, let's take a look at Rashi. The very, very important Rashi. A lot of diunim and achronim ride on this Rashi. Rashi on Kuf Chav Dalid. Excuse me. Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Dibra Maschel V'Yosei Shel Matareisha. Rashi says on these kelim, Dahanich Kapit Alayu, your Matfid. You designate a place for it. Because you can't use it for any other type of malacha. So Rashi says, it's not usable for any type of malacha. So Rabosa, I challenge you to tell me, what's the difference between a sakin shel shchita and a rock? So in other words, according to the way I'm being masbir now, the Shulchan Aruch is saying as follows. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that you have a klisha malachtel iser that's mutter tzarech gufa letzarech mekamo, but muktzeh machmas tzarein kis, even though it's a kli that becomes muktzeh machmas gufa on Shabbos. Okay? That's one way of being masbir the din. In other words, he's maksit just like the rock he's maksit. The rock is maksah because he was never making. This, based on its utility, he's maksah. That would be one way of being masbir the din. However, what's interesting is that there are those who disagree with the above explanation. And in fact, Chacham Avadya Zatzal paskins like those deos. And that is Yaakov Yosef has it. I'm not sure if I have it in this book. I have the Yaakov Yosef that summarizes some of the things I've done. But it's in the Yaakov Yosef as well. I didn't put it on the Mamakom sheet. and that it is that they say there are Rishonim are not Mefurish, but there are Achronim that say differently. They say that the din of Muktzeh Machmas Tisarin Kis only applies to klisha malachtel iser. In other words, the nafkamina is, what will be an example of muktzeh machmas tisarin kis? A Mickey Mantle autographed baseball, right? Muktzeh machmas tisarin kis falls in Rashi's categories, right? That kapit alayu, miyachal ha-makom, Well, chazal malach acharis, you wouldn't play baseball with it, and you wouldn't use it for any other malach.
Isn't it just a rock?
What's that?
Isn't it just a rock?
Oh, so mitzias, or in its neshama shiva. So what happens is that you have a klisha malach leheter that would miyachid makom in your makdiv. Klisha malach leheter miyachid makom. So is that muktzah nachmas gufo or not? Is that muktzah nachmas kisarin kiss? Is that muktzah nachmas kisarin kiss or not? So that depends. You could read from our Mishnah and our Mechaber that all we're saying is that if you have a klisha malach l'isser, then it's going to be aser l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. But if it's not a klisha malach l'isser, then it doesn't fall into the category. But if you say, like the way I said before, the way I read Rashi, that Rashi is saying when it's muktzah nachmas l'isser and kiss, then it becomes like muktzah nachmas gufo. So then in such a case, even a keli shel heter would still be usher als muktzah machmas chisar and kiss. Rove Ashkenazic poskim paskin this way. The Stimas HaMishneh Brura seems to, well, you know what? Stimas HaMishneh Brura is actually confusing. Rove Ashkenazic poskim seem to paskin this way, that whether it's a klisha malach leheter or it's a klisha malach leisser, Once it's muktzah machmas tisarin kiss, so then in such a case as it did a muktzah machmas gufa. Why? Because the longus is that klisha malachol is muktzah machmas tisarin kiss is not a klisha malachol isa which happens to be also a tzar gufa tzar mekamo, but rather the klisha malachol isa of muktzah machmas tisarin kiss is that once it's machmas tisarin kiss, so then in such a case, then it becomes muktzah machmas gufo. Then it doesn't make a difference the fact that it started out, whether it started out as klisha malach l'isser or not. It would apply you to klisha malach l'heter. Chacham Avadia would say that it's mutter to be metaltel the baseball. Why? I didn't give the svar yet, but there are svardik poskim who say that's only a klisha malach l'isser that's going to be aser. Take a look. Says the I think it's the Tehillah of David who says this, that the beginning of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, every single example of the Shulchan Aruch, were all Kalim Shemalach Dom L'Isser. There isn't a single thing here in the list that's a Kli Shemalach Dom L'Heter. So who says that you expand it to the autographed baseball? All the examples in the Shulchan Aruch are Kalim Shemalach Dom L'Heter. Or do you say no? Do you say it can't just be, it's a coincidence that the Shulchan Aruch only says klisha malach l'isa? Because the svara is that once you are maktzid, then it's going to be asur as muktzah machmas gufo. What would Chacham Avadia say is the svara? I don't know if he'd spend so much time fleshing out exactly what the svara is, but according to that shita, what is the svara that says that klisha only if it's klisha malach l'isa? It starts out that Chazal Aser Klisha Malach Dol Isser. Nechemia's Isser was a Klisha Malach Dol Isser. That's what we were talking about in our service. That was the second category of the Rambam. Oh, but what's the Heter that for normally of Klisha Malach Dol Isser? The Heter of Klisha Malach Dol Isser is that we're not afraid that you're going to come to do a Malacha if you're doing it with Tzara Kufa, Tzara Mekoma. But Muktzah Nachmas Klisar and Kiss, it's not normal for you to use it. In other words, when it comes to klisha malach l'isser, you have a heter to use l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. But this, you normally don't use l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. So muktzah machmas l'isser and kiss is just a klisha malach l'isser that in reality doesn't have the heter of l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. Why? Because when it comes to this malach l'isser, you don't use it for anything else. You only use it for shkita. You're normally makbid on its place. If you're makbid on its place, then you don't have the heter l'tzarech mekomo. That would be another svara for muktzah machmas l'isser and kiss. And the nafkamina is, does it apply to a klisha malach dol heter? According to the way, the first way we said it would not, the iser muktzah, let me rephrase that. According to the first way we say muktzah machmas l'isser and kiss, then in such a case it applies even to klisha malach dol heter. Why? Because it becomes like every muktzah machmas gufo. any muktzah machlus l'sar kis. But if it is really stemming from klisha malach del iser, so then in such a case, it could very well be that klisha malach del iser only is going to have the din of muktzah machlus l'sar kis, in the sense that when it's a klisha malach del iser, you have l'tzarek gufa l'tzarek nekomo, because you're not afraid you can come to do malacha. But both of those principles are not operative when we're talking about a muktzah machmas l'sar kis. The first time this idea was developed for me was in the space Medrash. Eli's old chaver, Rabbi Nissim Feld, formulated it that way last time we learned it, and I think it's a good way of understanding that difficult sheet of why it would apply only to klisha malach del iser. Yes, Matt.
Just go back to meta issues.
Yes, please.
So, according to Amar, that says Malacha She'en, and I'm sorry if this is a little off topic, but Malacha She'en Tzricha LeGufa has to, I believe it's Tosfos who says that it has to be akin to the Mishkan.
Right.
Right. So if you hold by that sheet, would that mean that everything nowadays is technically has a big hatter? Because it would be hard to find something that's Dafka.
And what does that have to do with Muktzah? Oh, you're asking on the meta issue?
Right, just that.
So then I'd rather to leave it for the base mention. It's a fair question, Glee Nether will discuss. Now let me just apply, Rabosai, this Chakira has very important applications. Yes?
Can we just summarize then the Mordechai and the opposing team?
Yes, absolutely. But there were two, it's good you were asking me to repeat, because there were actually two stages over here that might not have been clear to everybody. We have two diunim. Diun number one is, does Muktzah Machlas L'Tzarek Kis have a heter to be moved to Tzarek Gufa L'Tzarek Mekom? Okay? On that diun, there's a Shitas Mordechai. For the Mordechai, Muktzah Machlas L'Tzarek Kis is really just a fancy way of describing Klisha Malach del Iser. They're Hainuach. That's one machlokas. On that, the Mordechai is a lone ranger. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Muktzah Machlas L'Tzarek Kis is even also Tzarek Gufa L'Tzarek Mekom. That's issue one. Issue number two is...
And Rashi expansion, that was within the Mordechai?
No, Rashi...
Because we said anything that's Muktzah Tzarek Gufa... Sorry,
Machlas L'Tzarek Kis. Let's put Rashi on the side for a second. Let me just give you the structure, and then I'll put Rashi in there, just so that you get the structure clear. And then we have another issue. This is an Achronin issue. And that is, the Mechaber clearly paskins that it's also Tzarek Gufa L'Tzarek Mekom. Okay? Mechaber clearly paskins that one. Now we have a separate question. The Mechaber only mentioned Kelim Shemalachtam L'Isser. Those were the examples that he gave. Is that Meduya? Only Kelim Shemalachtam L'Isser? Or it applies even to Klisha Machtel Heter? So, if you accept the Svara of the Mordechai, up until a certain point, then Muktzah Machlas L'Tzarek Kis is really just an extension of the din of Klisha Malach del Iser. But the Mechaber will just go further, and for some reason he'll be Machmir, even L'Tzarek Gufa L'Tzarek Mekomo. So then the autograph baseball is going to be Mutter. That's one way of understanding it. Or the other way of understanding it is no. The Mechaber would entirely reject the whole idea that even though the sugya is talking about klisha malach del iser, the muktzah machlas l'tzarek kis is an extension of klisha malach del iser, is applying klisha malach del iser, but rather it's part of that other din of muktzah machlas gufa. Vameivin yavin, that already goes back to Shlomo according to the Shulchan Aruch Rabbah. That's just vameivin yavin, but it falls into the category of muktzah machlas gufa. If it falls into the category of muktzah machlas gufa, then there's no reason. And what does that mean? That means that the Sakin Shel Shechita has no purpose on Shabbos. If it has no purpose on Shabbos, so then in such case, it's no different than a rock. Is it pshat that the halacha says it turns into a rock, or is the pshat that the halacha says that it's a super klisha malach del iser? So what is that super klisha malach del iser? So that's what your old chaver was explaining. That it has nothing to do with muktzah machlas gufa. Doesn't klisha malach del iser have a heter l'tzarek gufa l'tzarek mekomo? The answer is a klisha malach del iser has a heter l'tzarek gufa l'tzarek mekomo, because you would use a hammer to open nuts, but you would not use a sakin shel mila to cut an apple. So therefore, b'meila, you don't have that heter. Just practically, that doesn't allow for the heter. Okay, so the two stages. The Mordechai is the first stage. Now you asked me how I was using Rashi. I was pointing out that Rashi seems to be driving at the idea that you're entirely maksid. If you're entirely maxid, then that's closer to the idea of muktzah machmas gufo. Not that it's an extension of plisha malachta iser and you have a technical thing. It sounds like that because the person's machmas, it falls into the category
of machmas.
Rashi would be the way we pass in the halacha according to the way we just said that. Now I'm starting to get you to think about that Rashi because there's a lot more that we're going to say in that Rashi. But what I was trying to emphasize was that Rashi is saying that this is something that you're maksa, and that's closer to the idea of muktzah machmas gufo. To lo chazul l'malach acharis. It's not chazul l'malach acharis. That's the problem. It's lo chazul l'malach acharis. That sounds like you did a muktzah machmas gufo. So let's apply this, Rebbe Osei. Let's go. Oh, so we pat. So Rebbe tells us something radical over here that he's convinced is right. It's a little bit of a chiddush. He points out that the words of the Mishnah Brura are a little mechudash. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura in his Akdama. So here, you know, let's read where we left off in the Mishnah Brura. We read his Akdama from the Rambam, and he says Vida. So let's just do this qua Mishnah Brura in of itself. Demikan atzol simin shinyud beis nispar dalit chalakim shel muktzah. So now we're going to be introduced to the four different categories of muktzah. Echad. Muktzah machmas l'sarnkis, dahayinu kli she'odah makbid alav shelo yifkam v'lo yiskacho. If you have a utensil that a person is makbid that shouldn't be nifkam or be mikalkel. So here he says it has to be a kli. That's category of muktzah machmas l'sarnkis. Mishnah Brura says it is going to be a kli. You take a look at Sifkat and Yud. There's another limitation that the Mishnah Brura seems to say. Take a look at Sifkat and Yud about Muktzah Machmas L'Sarnkis. He says, you know what, let me leave that. Let's take that. Okay, let's just start with this Mishnah Brura. So Rebbe Tzal comments right here. Kli. V'lo ba'inan dafka kli shem lachta l'isser. He says, the Mishnah Brura says, kli. He doesn't say malachto l'isser. So Rebbe Tzal is medayek that it applies to all kelim, not like Chachan Avadia. That it applies to all kelim, whether it's a kli shemalachto l'isser or a kli shemalachto l'heter. Actually, this part of Rebbe Tzal is not so mechudash. It's going to be the next part, which I'm going to leave for the next year. That's more mechudash. So let's leave. Just go with this. V'lachem tmuna yikara shemakbidim shelo l'tato shema tiskankel. Avshi kli shemalachto l'heter. Have a muktzah machmas chisarinkis. So he says in an expensive painting that a person is makbid, not to be metaltel. So then in such a case, even if it's malachta l'heter, that's going to be a problem of muktzah machmas chisarinkis. Because you're makbid, and therefore it's going to be asur. The lungus might very well be an extension of the din of muktzah machmas gufa. However, here Rabbo said, things get a little bit more tricky. And this I'm going to leave you off with, and Mirtz Hashem will pick up with this on Monday. So Rebbe Tzal was clear that if you have a picture that is expensive, and therefore an autographed baseball, so then in such a case, that would be muktzah machmas l'sarnkis. But what happens if the picture is not expensive? So here, in the Hashlamos of the Yitzhak Yekovit, Ha'ara Harfava, you have it towards the end, so on the top of the page, Harfava Amud 208. So he says as follows: Lufiza Tzmuna Ukli Leheter El Shekana Re Makze Daito Leheter Liyachin Mokom V'Daito Midas An Morzal Shekol She'Eno Mezit Shelo Letzarchem Shem Pseida Chashem Liyachin Lo Mokom. Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that Yichud Makom doesn't have to be dafka. In other words, anything you don't move because of Seida, Choshev Miyachi Lo Makom, that's going to be considered as if you're Miyachi Makom. Where does this discussion Miyachi Makom start from? Start from the Rashi. Rashi said that you are Miyachi Makom. So now, the question is Miyachi Makom Dafka? What happens if I have something that I don't leave it in a specific place, but I'm Choshesh Mishum Seida? So Rav Shlomo Zalman held that is already going to be considered Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis. It doesn't have to be something that Miyachi Makom Mamish. So, for example, you could have people that would move around an autographed baseball. It doesn't have one particular place. They move it around. There are people in the Yachei Makom. They put it in their Aron Kodesh, right? So the Yachei Makom, there isn't necessarily for all people. So, instead of Shlomo Zalman, that would still be considered Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis. Ubeklishem Lachel Heter, Harei Em Yachei Lel Makom. Ulechein lo havin muktza. Tmuna she'eni yikara, af bishmiyach ala mokum, l'das av marzal, ena muktza. Shere yichon mokum ulo mishum chisar kis. So he says, but that is also a kula. What happens if you have a picture that you always leave in a particular place, but cheap? So, we have in our house, we have a couple special paintings that my daughter made, and those are very, very dear to us. Okay, and then we have in the kitchen, we just to spruce up the kitchen, we have something that you buy in the store for $2 just to add some color to the kitchen. So Shlomo Zalman, now that's Miyachi Makom. We haven't moved that. We actually moved my daughter's painting more often. Why? To show people. But the one in the kitchen hasn't moved for years. But that doesn't have much value. So in such a case, the din, that's not considered Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis. Because Rashi, when he says Yichud Makom, Rashi just means that it's a simin, not a siba. So let's look back and see how Rav Shlomo Zalman read Rashi. And we're going to I want you to work harder on this Rashi because we're going to spend even more time on the Rashi. Let's take a look again at the Holy Rashi. So Rashi says, again, on Kuf Chaf Gimel on the Beis, Dahanich kapid alei, your makbid, umiyachi le makom, the lo chazil machacheres, your makbid, and your miyachi makom. So there are some achronim, we'll spell it out. Rav Nevetzal understood that the Chazon Ish holds that you need to be miyachi makom. And if you're miyachi makom, that's already considered muktzah machmas nisarkis. Rav Shlomo Zalman read Rashi differently. Then miyachi le makom is just a simid that the person is makbid. But what if you have something that you are makbid on? So then in such a case, then it would still be muktzah machmas nisarkis. So Rav Nevetzal goes on, in the parentheses, HaChazon Ish sover, shekol shemiyach lo makom al muktzah machmas nisarkis. So Chazon Ish was machmir. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the picture in the kitchen that's cheap is not considered muktzah machmas nisarkis. And according to the Chazon Ish, it would be. So what comes out, to work backwards, this will be Gishmak Wei Chazer. There are three reasons why the picture in the kitchen would be mutter to be metaltel. According to the Mordechi, you'd be able to be metaltel Litzarach Gufo, Litzarach Mekoma. A. B. Is that according to the Mechaber, maybe the Mechaber himself only said it in regard to Klishim Lachal Isser, and a picture is not Klishim Lachal Isser. And number three, Rav Shlomo Zalman, which we Ashkenazim would use La Halacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's going to be mutter to be metaltalit because it's not called Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis. The fact that you're Miyachi Makom is not going to be enough. That Kula is also a Chumrah. That Kula becomes a Chumrah in a case of where you are Makbid, even if you aren't always Miyachi Makom, that would also qualify as Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis. Mir Tzashem will spend more time on this Rashi next time because the next stage a Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis becomes very, very, very subtle. So I figured I wouldn't finish the whole topic. I'd give you more time to get into it, because actually the most complex of all the categories of Muktzah is Muktzah Machmas Nisarkis. And it's funny that the Mechaber starts with it. So it's good to go a little bit slow in the beginning. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm just wondering if even the Chazon Ish think that the the one in the kitchen is about.
You're
not mapping it.
Right.
I mean, even if you're mapping Malcolm, you're definitely not mapping it.
So that was my heart. Take a look. And anybody seen that? Is that right in the room here? Yeah. It's not on these Marim Kol. So I'm here to Hashem. It's actually on the one that is in the box, the one that I gave you already, but I took it off the cover sheet. Yes, I pointed out that it's not necessarily Mukhruf that the Chazon Ish would hold that way. That's how the Sefer of Yitzchak Ikari is presented. I don't recall if I discussed with Rav Nemtzel whether he really thinks that the Chazon Ish was Cholik. Because interestingly, we put it in parentheses. So I would want to verify. You have to follow up on the Yitzchak Ikari. There are a few times that what's the Yitzchak Ikari? I told you that it's just what Talmidim wrote from Shirim. Sometimes you have to be Mevarer. When the Rav didn't write it himself, as Halacha L'maisa, a lot of times there could be a lot of things that happened along the way. So I thought it wasn't 100% Mukhruf in the Chazon Ish either. We have to look at the Chazon Ish. In terms of Rashi, I don't think it's such a kasha. Dahainu, that the Chazon Ish, you could, if the Chazon Ish said it, if he did, so the way he would read Rashi is as follows. That Rashi is saying that if you're miyachin makom, that shows that the person is makbid. In other words, al-pi halacha, that's enough to be considered makbid. The fact that it's cheap, the yichud makom becomes the siba of muktzah machmas tesarkis. That becomes the reason that the halacha views it as machmas tesarkis. In other words, money isn't a very important factor. And by the way, most poskim say this lahalacha. Most poskim say lahalacha that how expensive it is not important. So, for example, if you had something that was dear to you, that's not worth a lot in the market, but it's dear to you, and you're makbid, so that might be enough to be considered muktzah machmas tesarkis. So you can have something that's worth $10,000 that would not be considered muktzah machmas tesarkis, and there's some, and v'horaya, no one's going to say that you can't use an antique kos. No, if it's normal for you to use this antique kos, so then in such a case, then, right, you might have a family heirloom, a Pesach. You can say to somebody, he might have something that, a family heirloom, or he's a collector. And you know, on Pesach, he takes out, right? It's brought down on Halacha. He's supposed to take out the most beautiful things. So you could have a wealthy person will take it out and make Kiddush on night of Pesach on a $20,000 cost. So then, but that'll be mutter. It's chasar kis. The answer is you have to be makbid that you wouldn't use it in this type of way. Those types of things that you would be makbid, that would be a problem. That would be a problem.
I think the chasar issue, if that would be the Shan, the chasar issue, I can't say explicitly, but it seems to be going against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention miyachin makom at all. He just says makbidim, and then he even continues and says makbidim aloch shalol yislach.
Right.
There's nothing to do with makom.
Amikabel. So that was my next thing. On the next set of Marim Makom, I gave you the Marim Makom of the Chazon Ish. In fact, it might even be in the booklet. Or I did. No, I left it for the next booklet. Yeah, it's not in this booklet. The Seder, the Mirza Shem Monday, we'll try to take a look. Oh, I just realized that something I glossed over, which is really Nisameach. Take a look at the Tshuvas HaRosh, I will say. There's a lot of things to dance from in this Seder. Take a look at the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal HaBeis. You tell me how he learns the din of Muktzah Machmas Tesarkis. He says, Elu, the Manash on the top of the page, in Kuf Tezvav in the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. Elu dine Muktzah Machmas Malachmas Shemot Lutzarach Gufo, Velo Ulutzarach Makom, Kigon Shay Shalos Akkoy, V'yesh Dovar Muktzah Machmas Malachto, V'hu Kim Muktzah Machmas Gufo, V'hu Machmas Tesarkis. So the Tshuvas HaRosh says, there's something that's like Muktzah Machmas Gufo, and that's Muktzah Machmas Tesarkis. I would love to ask Chacham Avadya Zatzal if he would agree that the Pashtus of this Tshuvas HaRosh is not like him. That he doesn't say that this is a Klisha Malachal Issa that happens to have Tzor Benissa Tzor Gufo Tzor Gufo. He says you have Muktzah Machmas Tesarkis that... He says, you have something that's Muktzah Machmas Gufo, and one of those examples are Muktzah Machmas Tesarkis. Now you could kvetch. You could say he's just being descriptive. He's just being descriptive that Muktzah Machmas Tesarkis is Aser Shalot Tzarek Gufo Tzarek, that's Aser Tzarek Gufo Tzarek Mekomo. But the Pashtus of the Rosh is he's really putting it in the category of Muktzah amoksa machas kuvelachura. This would be a riot to what Rav Nevin Sal was saying, the way most achronim paskin, and hafuch. Even from the Mishnah Berurah himself, it seems to be that applies to all canon.
The context of the Rush, though, is talking about Rishon Lachlois. And he's definitely saying Muktza Machmas Malachfan, which to the Rush means Muktza Machmas Machmas Isser.
Right.
And he says, so that's Mutter Shalom. Mutter Shalakufu, Mutter Kumkomo. And he says, no, but then there's also this other thing, which is Chesron Kiss. But he's clearly putting it under that umbrella category, just saying it's
right. Right. So then you're going to have to say, be matfik the other way I read. And then you would have to be matfik that when he says, the who can muktza machmas gufa, he just means it's being descriptive of its halachic term, not its categorical term. I hear what you're saying. I still like my way of reading. The truth is to see whose reading is better, we would have to take a look at the line before in the Chuvas HaRash. In other words,
I think it's the categories that he makes.
Right, right. These are the categories. So the question is, okay, I hear. I'm a Kabbal, your position. I'm not sure that at all that I'm convinced. I think the Pashtus to me is that he's putting it into the category of Muslim school, but Glean Ezra, I will think about it again. Okay. Mirza Shem, thanks to Ellie's encouragement. We're gonna start Shalom Bayis on Wednesdays at 1/2 hour increments. So about from 2:00 to 2:30.